acts.
Welcome to Free Fire Saturday. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Saturday is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. And welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402. It's Carl Bott. Today's the 11th of October. I say that just so I can keep track myself.
Wow.
Yeah, hey. And I'm joined today by my producer, Frost, Sr.
That's right. Don't forget it.
That's right, the senior, as opposed to the junior.
I think you have more fun with him, though.
Oh, I have fun with you, too. I mean, the other day when you fell off the chair during the show, I thought was, you know, to me was hilarious.
Well, yeah.
You didn't have as much fun as I did, though. And then welcome back to my partner, Linda Bott.
Good morning. It feels good to be here. It's Big Bike Weekend here in Reading.
It is Big Bike Weekend.
And last night we could hear the thunder rolling. Today, there's all kinds of events happening today and tomorrow. But we want to start off the top of the hour by wishing our good friend Leonard speedy recovery.
One of our good friends, he's also a sponsor for Four Winds Jewelry. But Leonard had a operation the other last week and came out of the operation fine and is at home. And we miss you, Leonard. So we're going to stop by and see you and inflict ourselves on you sometime soon.
Miss our feistiness. And also, we also wanted to remind you to mark your calendars for, what is it, next Saturday?
Next Saturday on the 18th is at Festival of Lights, and it's going to be in tribute to our veterans. But it's the 4th of July fireworks on the 18th of October. And it's going to be down at the Civic Center. It's going to start at 5 o'clock. They're going to have music. They're going to have bands. And then, of course, the fireworks starting around 8:30 that night. Linda and I have been asked to MC the event, which we are more than honored to do. So come down and join us. And we'll be talking about it this week because we've got the show going Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week also.
And they'll have booths with food. I think we saw that they have everything from hot dogs to chili to hamburgers and pizza.
People can bring their own food, and a lot of them bring tents. The other big thing, though, is no booze or pets out there for a variety of reasons, very apparent reasons. But, hey, I want to talk about something else first before we go on to everything else. Is your concert last Sunday was sold out, and, in fact, they printed more tickets for your concert last Sunday, Linda.
You talking to me?
I'm talking to you. No, well, Kelly Frost Jr., senior.
It already feels like it was a lifetime ago. It was a fun, great night. Felt good to dig into the bag of tricks from yesteryear, and I had five fabulous musicians, and it was great to look out and see warm faces on. It was just, I don't know, it was a great feeling.
It was great. People really enjoyed it, and you sang. It's the first time I'd had the opportunity to see you in concert like that. And I was enthusiastic, of course, but I was also very, very proud of just how good you are. And then I remember that you've been doing this since you were 15 years old. You've been singing and entertaining since you were 15.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And now it feels good to be doing radio with you up here in Reading.
Well, we love Reading. Okay, and speaking of Reading, last night the Shasta County Veterans Associations got together. And the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council recognized two of our locals for the work that they have done for veterans. Shasta County Supervisor Linda Hartman.
Cool.
And Stephen Jorgensen, who's the administrator of the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in IGO, were recognized for their efforts, and they should be. Linda Hartman has been to every event that I can remember in the, it has anything to do with veterans. She is so veteran-friendly. She and her family, every time I go someplace, she's there. And I know there's plenty of times that she's in places that I don't go to, but what a great person. And then Stephen Jorgensen, who takes care of the cemetery up there, what a supporter he has been of our veterans. he'll bend over backwards to help people out there, especially in a time when trials and need, because when you come to the cemetery, it's not a happy occasion. But he is there with his people to make sure it's done correctly. The place always looks good. So, you know, let's have a couple of cheers for these two people. They for sure deserve it. And I wanted to recognize them today on the radio, too.
How were they honored? Were they honored with at a dinner or something? I just think that's...
Yeah, they had a dinner last night, and then they gave them proclamations and stuff.
Fabulous.
So it was great. It's down at the Veterans Hall.
Great.
On Yuba Street. Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break here. We've got a guest coming up that's different than any other guest that I've ever had on here, and a couple of things we want to talk about. So this is Carl Bott on News Talk 1400 KQMS Free Fire Radio. Our phone line is here, 221-1402, and get ready for this guest. He's different. 1400 KQMS. So, you know, before we get to our guest, I want to talk about one other thing here. You know, I believe in fairness. If anybody listens to this show knows that I try to give both sides to a question. Now, if I have Wally Herger on, I'm going to have Jeff Morris on. If I'm going to talk about one side, I try to get both sides in here. Okay, well, something happened last night, and you've probably been reading about it. It's called Troopergate. And when Sarah Palin was accused of abusing her power and a number of other things, God knows what else, but she was accused of up in Alaska, it was decided that that it'd be investigated. Okay, you know, that was a bipartisan panel, even though it wasn't the whole Congress legislature up there, but it was enough so that they said that we need to investigate it. Okay, great. So who do they put in charge of it? They put a Democrat by the name of French in charge of the investigation, who handpicks his own investigator, and then the investigator would... every time they'd ask him a question, he would defer to French. Now, what's wrong about this? Well, the only thing that I could see that kind of is not fair is that French appears on Barack Obama's websites as being the leader of the Alaska Democrats for Obama. You know, if you're going to have an investigation, why don't you have an investigation by somebody that's not associated so directly with the person running against Palin? You know, so as far as I'm concerned, that no matter what they found in this trooper gate was tainted by that. It's tainted by politics. Now, at the bottom line is that they said she had abused her power by not stopping her husband from talking to the head of public safety who was fired, which was the original premise, that she had fired this man for personal reasons. Well, as it turns out, it was found is that she did not fire him for personal reasons. She fired him for cause. And that, you know, part of this may have been the arguments they had about, you know, the trooper that wasn't fired. But the main reason is that he was not following the directions of the governor. And they were very clear directions. But it still doesn't make any difference. Because the bottom line is, when you do something like that, it's tainted. And so how can you even believe anything that comes out of that? I don't know. It's just, it'd be as if they were going to investigate Obama with heirs. And they put, you know, the head of the Republican Party as the investigating officer. And they were going to, oh, by the way, it was going to come out October 31st. I mean, come on. I mean, they actually, you know, here's the thing, people, is that the media and the politicians think we're stupid. They really think we're stupid. And they can't understand the anger, the deep-seated anger that we have. It's because, hey, people, you think we're stupid. You take our money, you spend it. You let people in here, into this country, illegally, and you spend our money on them. You send money to other countries before you spend it on our veterans. Our veterans still have to drive 12 hours to get an MRI. An 84-year-old World War II hero has to be traveled 12 hours before he can get an MRI because we don't have enough money. So where's that money going to? Well, I tell you what, AGI had a party this week or last week after they got bailed out by $300 million of our money. And in the spa, just the spa cost $27,000. That's how much they racked up in debt. So I don't know about you, but I am so tired of this. This really, really, I'm at the point that, you know, you think I'm stupid? Fine. We get even. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fire you. I'm going to fire every one of you. You know, Brock, if you win, you better do what you say, because if you don't, you're going to be fired. But we as a nation have got to stand up and say, I've had it. I've had enough of your crap. I'm tired of you dumping on me. I'm tired of you taking my money. And what am I getting in return? Nothing. I'm getting more regulations. I don't have the ability to drive where I want to. You're shutting down roads. You're giving money away. You're shutting down hospitals. You're charging me more. You tell me what, you know, California can't even balance a budget. We're supposed to be the sixth largest economy in the world, and we're still short $15 billion. Congratulations, legislature. And guess what? There's enough blame to go around. Arnold, you ought to just hang your head in shame and walk away. Unfortunately, the person we had in front of him was just as bad. And who's going to take his place? When do we have enough? When do we go back to citizens running our government and not career politicians? Term limits. Why do they fight so hard against term limits? Because it's power and it's money, and they can thrive in that. It's not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be citizens, our fellow citizens, running our government for us. Not for the big business, not for the big interest. I really didn't mean to get started on this now. But we're going to take a quick break here, and we come back. I'm bringing on my guest. This is Carl Bott. Join us on the other side here of Free Fire Radio.
588-8856.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott. Let's go to our guest, Owen Strongbear. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Now, people probably haven't heard of you, but Owen Strongbear is a Native American who is also a psychic. And I have...
How exciting to have you on the show. Yeah, welcome.
We've never had a psychic on our show before.
Oh, so I heard a lady there.
You know, that's my partner, my wife, Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. And Carl, I listened to you there, and I agree with what you say there. You know, if I had my way, I'd take all them, everybody that's in government, take them up and shoot them or hang them, because they sold our country out. They sold our land out. Terrible thing that what these people have done in the last 8 years to our country.
Well, I tell you what, you know, Owen, as far as I'm concerned, it started a long time ago than that.
Has started a long time ago, but yeah. The thing with the last 8 years has really been bad.
Well, it's gotten worse, that's for sure, and there's enough blame to go around on this that if you had an I by your name for incumbent, I'd be worried. You know, I mean, really, it's the funny thing is I looked at the Congress, the congressional approval is 10%, and yet, if people look at it and say, yeah, you know, it's 10%, but my congressman's okay or my senator's okay, not realizing that they're part of the mess.
Well, I'll tell you something. I don't think any of them's okay.
Well,
the truth.
I tell you what, though. Let's get back into what you are here for. We could spend a long time on this. Did you? Hey, by the way, did you see the, I shouldn't say this, but did you see Wall Street coming?
Well, you know something? We saw this was up, the minute we went to war, I knew that things are going to go downhill because all they want to do is spend money to make money. Everybody that's oil men, all the people sell the arms, they're making the money. We're paying for the war. So, yeah, I've seen a lot of things. Carl, I see so much stuff sometimes. I've even solved murder cases, and I've called these NBC stations and told them what I saw. And they never called me back, but that case in Florida there, Jennifer Langford, uh-huh. My friend called me. Uh-huh. I told her where the girl was, and I said, well, she's dead now, and I'll tell you where she's buried. She's buried underneath the porch with a canopy over it, behind the trailer. And that's where they found the girl. But see, the thing it is, I don't know what it is with these people. They don't want to take and listen to somebody. I guess they're afraid that somebody's going to steal their thunder. So I kind of give up on that, trying to help these police departments. It's like this case they got on, this little Casey.
Yeah.
Kaylin or whatever her name
Kaylin,
is.
Yes. Right.
I watched that, and the next thing I know, oh, they got psychics in on it now, and I said, oh, God, it's going to be one hell of a mess again, okay? So, this little Jennifer Langford, let me get back to her.
Okay.
When I communicated with her, she told me they were walking by her. Every day, she said, they're walking by me all the time. She told me where she was at, and they found her exactly where she was at, and I've got documentation what I told this woman in Florida. She sent me everything that I told her. She wrote down. I have all the papers in my folder here. Everything I told her, and she tried to get them to listen. They wouldn't listen. And she was working with some quack detective from another county. This guy didn't know his butt from a hole in the ground. And so they finally listened to her. They went over behind a trailer and found her where I said she was. And I also said to them, I said to Charlotte, I said, Charlotte, you have two lakes real close by you? She said, yeah. I said, you better go have them check the lake because there's a young girl dead over there. They went over and found a 17-year-old girl dead over there. You see?
Now, so what, Owen, what exactly is the gift that you have?
The, well, I'll so, tell you what,
so
Carl,
I can
I've
so you can explain it you
unbelievable.
Can you can explain it to my listeners right now to our listeners.
What I do, I'm like Sylvia Brown and John Edwards. I can bring deceased loved ones to people. I can solve murders. I can help you with your love, health, money, whatever. I do it all. I've been blessed with more than just one gift. A lot of people that are psychic have one gift, but I've been blessed with the power of healing. I've had people come over with pain in their bodies. I've done energy healings on them. Pain goes away. Great Spirit, I call him Great Spirit or Grandfather. He has blessed me with so many gifts. It's unbelievable. And I think I'm a very fortunate person. My family had these gifts. My mother had them, and a couple of my brothers had them. Our family's been blessed with this gift. My father was I'm a full-blooded Chippewa Indian. My father was a medicine man of our tribe. My uncle was a chief. And I have pictures and everything of my family. So when people come to my house for readings or healings, I show them, this is my family. This is where I come from.
Now,
I'm for real. And I help people. They call me. They can call in and ask me a question, and we'll rock from there.
Well, that's fabulous. We tried to go to your website right now.
It's down. It's under construction.
Okay.
Okay, because I opened it up last week when I was looking at it.
Yeah, but we got it down for construction right now. Yeah. But you can get that website out. StrongBearOnline.com, and if people hear that, then we're getting it back up here. Probably today or tomorrow we'll have it back up because we're doing some more work on it.
Okay.
That's StrongBearOnline.com.
Yeah.
Well, should we take some calls from our listeners?
Sure. What is your name again?
This is Linda.
Linda. I'm terrible with names, but I remember faces.
Hi,
I'm
Linda.
For some reason I have a hard time remembering names. I can't remember my own when I get up in the morning.
Did you want to ask a question, Linda?
Well, put me on the line. What you're looking at?
Well, no, I just said, did you want to ask a question here?
Well, of course we want to. Let's see here.
Okay, Owen, when you're talking about now, when I looked at your website, you've been on, gosh, hundreds of different radio stations, radio shows. Now, you usually because, like I said, your website's been down for a while. Do you usually, when people call in, you will answer any of the questions they have, or is this about deceased loved ones?
No, any question they have.
Well,
I leave an open forum. People want to they want to know about a deceased loved one, I bring them through. They want to know about somebody's been murdered, I tell them what's going on. And killed in car wrecks, how did it happen? I tell them exactly how it happens. Health, money, love, whatever, and it doesn't matter what the question is, Carl. We just answer them.
Okay, well, here's the question. Do you see us staying here in Redding for quite some time?
No, you're going to fly next week.
Next week we're going to fly.
Okay.
But, I'm only kidding you.
Well, no.
I mean, there could be a possibility.
Well, no, that's
but
that's,
anyways,
but that's
but
close.
I just feel like that you, I see, I really do see an airplane standing off behind you. I mean, you're going to take a little trip here, okay?
Yeah, we've got something booked at the end of the month.
Beg your pardon?
We're leaving at the end of the month.
Where are you going?
New Mexico.
Oh, you're flying to New Mexico?
Yeah, we're going to see the grandkids.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Well, and you asked me how long he's going to be there. I said, not very long. You're going to fly.
Yep, that's true. That's true. Well, we should take some calls from our listeners. I'm sure there's people that are burning desires of questions. That's 221-1402 if you want to talk to Owen Strongbear.
So, Owen, how long have you been doing this? We've got to take a break here in about a minute, Owen.
I've been doing this for a long time, about a week and a half now. No, I've been doing this all my life. I've been involved with spirit communication. All my life. I'll tell you that when we get back.
Okay, so and then
I can tell you on the break. Doesn't matter.
Oh, that's okay. I want to have the people listen to it too. Yeah. What you're saying is that since you were a child, then you've noticed you've had this power.
Since I was a child, my mother and I used to sit around. They'd hold seances and they'd have the big oak table, and that oak table would just jump and shake, and I'd see spirits all around, and I was always by myself talking to my angels. You know, if you ever notice little children, they're always talking, looking at somebody talking. They're talking to their spirit guides.
Well, I tell you what. Okay, look, we've got to take a break here for the news and a couple of advertisements. So this is Carl Bott on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Free Fire Radio, our guest today is Owen Strongbear, Native American psychic, who will answer any question that you have, health, loved ones, deceased ones. He'll answer them. Join us on the other side. And ready. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. Our phone line's here at 221-1402. And just give us a call and we can ask some questions to our guest, Owen Strongbear. Okay, Owen.
Yeah.
What do you see in the election?
Oh. Well, you know, it's...
Or is that something that any psychic does not want to get into?
Well, most psychics don't, you know. But there's going to be a change of the guard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take, what I'm looking here, probably about 6 months before things really start working.
Uh-huh.
And then there's going to be a change and things are going to start picking up. The country's going to turn around, okay? Believe in... that, and everybody says their prayers are going to be answered. Okay, it's going to take about 6 months, and you'll see it slowly turn around, and things will start getting back into shape. And I believe that they're going to keep their word and get that situation over there taken care of and bring some troops home. It's time to get out of there. We're spending too much money there. So,
what's your first name?
It's going to be a good thing.
Okay, make sure you turn your radio down.
It's going to be a good thing. See, okay. when I see somebody, And I see their eyes, I look right through their eyes into their soul. And that's what I do.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at Brock's eyes, and I looked at his eyes, and I see that he's got a good heart, and he knows that he wants to help. He's always helped people all his life, and this is his goal, to help people. Now, the other gentleman there, I feel that he's going to be a good asset to him, because he knows a lot. And what Brock doesn't know, he knows. And what he doesn't know, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton knows. They're all going to be helping him on this here.
No. He's
not alone in this. You got to realize one thing. Everybody says, well, he doesn't have this, but he's not alone.
Okay? Well, nobody's alone when they're doing that. Hey,
yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines here.
Okay, brother.
Sylvia, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have something for our guest?
Yeah, I was just wondering. I have two kids, and I'm just wondering if they're going to be fine as they grow up. I have a 22-year-old and a 17-year-old daughter. And I just tend to worry a lot about them, about their future and stuff.
Brother, I didn't hear hardly anything she said.
She said that she has a 22-year-old. And Sylvia, can you repeat that one more time, please?
Yeah. I have a 22-year-old son and a 17-year-old daughter. And I'm just worried about their future, if they're going to be fine or, you know, if...
Well, first of all, honey, when you worry about them, you create a negative vibration that takes and interferes with their positive vibration.
Mm.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
So when you think of your children, believe that they're going to be fine, everything will be that way. Is when we start thinking negative thoughts, you're worried about them, are they going to be able to do this, do that? What you do is you create a negative vibration which interferes with their growth.
Oh, okay.
And what is your children's name, please?
Roman.
Roman and who?
Daniela.
Daniela?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, Roman, your son, is kind of an outgoing person. He's going to make it fine, okay?
Okay.
And he has foresight. He sees things that you don't realize. He has foresight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be fine. Your daughter, she's going to be, I feel like, educated, and she's going to end up with a man that's going to be good for her, and you're going to be proud of him, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Don't worry about him. And I see about 3 or 4 grandchildren for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Do you have a question?
I appreciate your program, and I was wondering if the senior adults in California are going to be thrown out of their houses or assisted living and things like that.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
No, they're not going to be, because that would be too much of a blow for anybody. And I guarantee you that they're going to as soon as this election's over with, things are going to turn around. You don't have to worry about it, sweetheart, because the senior is going to be taken care of. Okay?
Thank you.
You're
going to
be fine. Matter of fact, you've been thinking about going to one of your children's houses.
I'm thinking about moving in with my elderly mother.
Oh, okay. Well, I see you wanting to move with somebody, and I feel that this is going to be a good move for you. Okay?
Cool. Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. God bless.
May God bless. Bye.
Hey, Brock.
Okay. That you know, I think there's a lot of there's so much unease right now, and it's not, you know, it's, you got the elections, but you also have, you know, the economy right now that's going haywire.
Yeah, I know that, but you see, the thing with it is, when people call me and ask me,
uh-huh.
I will tell them, One thing about me is I don't BS. I'll tell exactly the way it is. And like I saw her moving in with somebody. She's going to move in with her mother. That's a good move for her. I don't feel that the I feel that the senior citizens and everything else in this country is going to be okay on this, because that's going to be one of the moves that they're going to make sure that they're taken care of. And I also feel that the when this election turns around, that the veterans are going to get more out of this administration than they've gotten out of anybody.
Well, it's about, you know, the thing is with the veterans is that there's been so much more given to them in the last few years. But again, it's still not to where it should be. Not when, you know, our priorities in this country are taking care of people that, you know, are either here illegally or other countries. I don't understand why our veterans and people like our elderly or our children aren't given first in line. You know, why are other people given money that in front of these people?
Well,
that's just a rhetorical question. I don't understand.
I have the same problem with that, Brock. And if I had my way, I'd gather all the illegals up and say, hey, you got to go back home.
Yeah.
And as far as giving money, hey, we give so much money out, it's unbelievable. If they just take one-fourth of the money they give away and put it back in this country, we'd be good.
Have you ever visited Redding, California?
Redding?
Yes. Okay. We're in the northern part of
that
the state.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, you should come up here sometime. It's we have beautiful lands here.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Owen, we've got another phone call here.
Let's go. I'm ready to rock.
Hey, Candace, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Candace.
Good morning. I have a question for you. I want to know when I'm going to be free of all my medical problems.
When you're going to get cured of all your medical problems?
Yes.
Well, when you find the right person to take care of these problems. What seems to be wrong? What do they say is wrong with you?
I have chronic migraines and fibromyalgia.
You have chronic migraines, right?
Right. And fibromyalgia.
Okay. Have you had your chemistry checked in yourself?
Yes.
Okay, and they say there's nothing wrong?
Right.
Okay. Well, you know something, the reason why you have migraine headaches is because your blood does not purify right, and sometimes you feel like you want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's because you're not getting enough oxygen. This is why you get headaches.
Oh, okay.
This is what I'm saying. So, if you get with somebody who can do some energy work with you and build you up, because you're worn out, correct?
Yeah.
You're worn out. I mean, you get up out of bed and you're up for 5 minutes and you're worn out.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Correct? You don't have any energy.
No, I don't.
That's why you get the, and your blood's not carrying the oxygen, that's why you get migraine headaches, and that's, they'll, because they can't figure it out, they're going to tell you anything they want to tell you. But that's what I'm seeing here, and I'm right on the money. And I'm telling you exactly what's happening to you, and I've never known you. I've never met you.
Right.
Okay? So here's what you need to do, honey. Start taking the, I'm not going to prescribe anything. I'm just going to suggest something to you.
Okay.
It's about time that you start taking some good vitamins.
Uh-huh.
And they got this energy drink that you can take and drink,
yeah,
and it'll give you energy. And that's what you need to get yourself back on track. If I was up where you were at, I could do some energy healings on you and help you out tremendously, but I don't. I might just take a trip up there and do some healings up in that area.
That would be
good.
But you, that's what's wrong with you.
Okay.
Am I on the money?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
All right, thank you.
God bless.
Bye.
Thank you for calling, Candace.
Fabulous. So what do you think about this new nutritional drink called Zuri? Have you heard of it?
I've heard. There's so many drinks.
Right
out there now, that I think that they're all, everybody's trying to copy everybody, and I believe if you just eat the right foods, I want that lady to just listen to me. If you eat the right foods and take a vitamin, you're going to be fine. We are the product of what we eat. If you eat the wrong foods, you're not going to be healthy, and that's something that everybody's got to learn, and it's a fact. These drinks that are out there, I've heard of Supple, I've heard of 5-Hour Energy, I've heard of this, heard of that, and I just look and I just shake my head. I said, oh, God, not another one.
Well, a lot of these are just, you know, they're just excessive doses of caffeine and a few
other
things.
Yeah, that's all it is. It isn't. Yeah. I don't really care that much for them. Now, my wife bought this stuff called Supple or something like that,
mm-hmm,
and it's doing her good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me see. Kelly, you got something you wanted to... I think you said you had something you wanted to ask our guest.
Well, more of a comment, kind of, but I guess a question. It seems like sometimes when people call in, for example, the previous caller said she had medical problems, and then you had to ask her what her specific medical problems were, and I'm wondering why your answer seemed to be in generality sometimes instead of more specific. Is that something that seems to be with all psychics?
How specific do you want me to be, brother? I told her exactly what happened to her. What do they say is wrong with you? She has headaches and that. The headaches is because she's tired. She has no energy. Her blood's not purifying. She's not getting... I told her the minute she wakes up, 5 minutes after she wakes up, she's tired.
Well, I understand that, and I saw that. I guess my question was, why did she have to tell you that she had headaches? I mean, I guess I'm wondering why you couldn't see that.
Well, did you ever watch Sylvia Brown and them on TV?
Yes, I have.
Did they ask her a question?
Yeah, I understand that, but I guess I'm wondering why it just seems like...
A lot of times I don't have to, but these people, what I do is give them a chance to tell me and let everybody know what's wrong with them, and I tell them what the answer is. My job is to give them the answer, not to tell them what's wrong with them, give them the answer. A lot of times I'll tell people what's wrong with them, okay?
Yeah.
And the thing with this, you go to a doctor, and doctors say, oh, I know what's wrong with you, right? What you need to do is listen to what people have to say. Then my guys tell me what's wrong with them. Now, I asked them, what did the doctor say? Well, she has migraine headaches. And this here, I know. And when she said that, my guy said, here's what's wrong with her.
Yeah. Oh.
I give her the answer. I give her the answer to the problem. That's my job. Just like I would give you an answer to a problem. You ask me a question. When I go into great detail when I give these answers, I just don't give... Well, you're crazy or something like that. I tell them exactly what's going on.
Well, let's
and everything I said to her, she agreed to. Yeah, you're right. I'm tired 5 minutes after I'm up. I didn't ask her if she was tired when she got up. I told her she was.
Okay, look, this is Owen Strongbear. He gives readings. He gives answers. He's helped police before. And
yeah.
We've got to take a quick break here on Free Fire Radio. It's Carl Bott here, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Give us a call and ask Owen a question.
It's Amicelli next to Yaks.
Okay, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. We've got about, 8 or 9 minutes here before we have to pull the plug. So we've got the phone lines ringing here. But Linda, you had a question.
Yes, Owen, there's a friend of mine who is deceased, and I kept thinking that I was going to get a visit from him. We were so close for 22 years, and then he passed away, I think, July 20th, 1994. His name is Tom DeRozier, and he has been so far away from me.
Yeah. He's not talking, okay? But you know something, honey? He has been around you, but you know you don't hear him. So what you have to do is sometimes when you're sitting in silence and you feel the hair come up on your arms or your back, you feel that energy, just ask him if that's him, and you'll feel that energy really pop you. Understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you felt that at times, but you didn't pay no attention to it. You follow me there?
Yes.
And when you do that, you say, Tom, is that you? If it is you, pulsate me twice for yes and once for no, and energy will pulsate you, and you will find out that he's talking to you. He has been around you, and he also said to tell you that the last trip that you were on a trip not too long ago, about a year ago?
I've been on several. Several.
Okay. When's the last one you... anyways, within the last year, you go on trips, and you feel like there's something there with you, and you feel this energy that like there's somebody like following you or something?
Uh-huh.
That's him. He's looking over at you.
Great.
Follow me there?
Yeah.
That's him. He's watching over you. Okay?
Okay.
And he will tell you, he will communicate with you, but when you feel that energy, you got to ask if it's him. If it's him, then he will take and pulsate you. That's how you communicate with him. You know something? And you're going to find out when you start doing this, you're really going to get in tune.
Okay. It's been
okay?
That's great.
And he also, he said to tell you that you have a picture of him?
Yes.
You have just one picture of him, and every once in a while you take it out and say, how come you're not talking to me?
Right.
And he laughs at you. He says, I am talking to you, dummy, but you're not listening to me.
Okay, we've got another phone. We've got another phone call here.
Thank you, Owen.
You're welcome.
Steve, good morning. Steve?
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, can you tell things what happened in the past?
Owen, did you hear that?
No.
Okay, Steve, did you say, can he tell what happens in the past?
Yeah, something happened to my son Travis in the past about 4.5 years ago. I wonder if he could let me know what it was.
In what regards, my friend?
Something very bad happened to him.
See, the thing with it is, there's a lot of things that happened in the past.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And you say your son?
Yes.
How old would he be?
He would be 21 today.
Today?
Yeah, he's no longer with us.
I know he is, but I asked you, how old would he be? You said he'd be 21, right?
He'd be 21 today.
Okay. And, but your... Oh, your son had a rough time when he was about 17, 18 years old, didn't he?
Yeah.
And this is when he started doing stuff he shouldn't have been doing. You follow me there?
No, he was a great kid.
Okay.
Never got in any trouble.
Pardon me?
He never got into any trouble at all.
Okay, then why isn't he with you right now?
He was killed by a drunk driver.
Yeah? Because when I'm telling you something that they were partying, was there somebody else with him too?
No, he was on his way home from work.
Did I see another person with him before this happened?
No.
Okay. Well, you check it out, and you find out that just before he got killed, that he was talking to somebody else. And I see that they split up company. You follow me there?
No. No,
right.
You just...
Here's what I'm trying to tell you. If you take an ass, you're going to find out that he was with somebody before he got in his accident, before he took off. You understand what I'm saying?
Well,
did I see him and another person before this accident happened? What I'm trying to tell you. Okay?
Okay.
He said he was coming home from work?
Yep.
Okay. Just before this accident, he was talking to somebody. When he took off, this would happen. And it didn't happen too far from where he was at work.
That's correct there.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm trying to tell you. This all coincides, okay? It was about maybe about 2.5 miles or so from where he worked this accident happened. You follow me there?
Yeah, that's probably
about
pretty close.
And this is he was talking to his friend before it happened. Your son was upset about something that day. You follow me there?
I wouldn't know because he was...
Well, just listen to what I'm saying. I want you to understand he was upset and he was not driving too good at that day.
Well, it wasn't his fault.
Well, I'm not saying it was his fault. But I'm saying he wasn't driving good that day. Just because it's not his fault doesn't mean he wasn't driving right. I understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just feel like that he was upset about something and he was kind of like not with himself. You understand me there?
Yeah.
And this is what happened to him. But you're going to find out your son comes around you, and you still cry about this, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
And, now he's telling me that you still cry. He's telling me, tell you, don't cry, Dad, because I'm right around you. And he also said to tell you, put my clothes away, you know? Put my clothes away. You follow me there?
Yep, he did visit me once. I know that.
Beg your pardon?
He did visit me once. I know that.
Well, I know he has. But he's trying to tell you that he can do it again. But he wants you to just pack his clothes up, put them aside. You understand me there? You follow me, brother?
Yep.
And once you do that, you got to let him go because you're not letting him go either. You still got him earthbound. You grieve so much for him, correct?
Yep.
And he says to tell you, don't worry about me. I'm fine right now. He was mangled, eh?
Yeah.
He was mangled up, but his body's back in perfect shape now. He says to tell you I'm in good shape, and don't worry about me anymore, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Owen.
Yeah.
Hey, this is something. I've never even thought about having a psychic or somebody with your abilities
on the show. What happens, Carl, when I start talking to people, they get so in awe, they can't even recognize anything. This is why I have to keep repeating sometimes because they don't hear me.
Well, yeah, I'm not concerned about that. It's the fact is that I see that a person who is a psychic who has abilities can help people a lot.
Oh yeah,
but they can also harm them a lot. So it's a powerful.
Oh yeah,
quality.
You can harm people, but there are people that use this ability to get even with people. I don't do that. All I want to do is help people.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, Owen. I appreciate you being on the show, and I tell you what, it's a first for us.
We'd like to have you back, Owen.
Whenever, Whenever you want.
We would love to have you back and send people to your website.
Okay, whenever you want me back, just let me know, and we'll see if we see. Well, if I can't hear somebody too good, I can't really read them that good. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
So we'll try to hook up and get this where we can flow a little bit better.
Okay. We sometimes have a phone situation, but...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I run into that a lot on stage.
Okay, I tell you what, let me get one more in here.
Okay.
Okay. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine. Do you have a question for Owen?
Hey, listen, this isn't for Owen. I'm going off topic a little bit here. I just wanted to get your comment on John McCain reacquiring his integrity yesterday and not allowing those people to make the false comments about Obama. I don't care whether you're for or against whoever's for or against anybody. I just thought it was great.
Well, let me say this.
John McCain stepped up and was back to being the man he's always been.
Well, let me say this. You're absolutely right. You know, things have gotten so heated, and I tell you what, people are feeling so frustrated. They're feeling so down because of perceived media imbalances and so many other things. Is that they're angry again? You know, like I was angry, but I think they're taking it to another level. And John McCain was absolutely right. He said, "Come on." He's a decent man. You know, he's, you know, that.
We have disagreements.
We have disagreements, of course, but we've got to be able to reach across and to each other. But, and then, you know, the crowd's really upset. You know, now I'd like to see Obama do the same thing.
I would too. I just think it was so great that he stood up, because in the beginning, John said he would never participate in that type of a campaign. And it got down and dirty and ugly, and he just said, stop it.
Yeah, you know, and it
stood up and was a man, and it was great.
It was, you know, and the thing is that this is the kind of guy he is, and there, you know, this is a mess. Yeah, and any way you look at it, whoever wins this is not going to be by a huge majority here. And again, the country split, so it's the one who's going to be able to bring us together, and we got to give that person, whoever it is, a chance.
Yep. Thanks for the comments, and I just want to say one thing about the psychic thing.
Uh-huh.
Back on topic, isn't it an interesting time in life when you can have a psychic have a website?
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later, Carl. Have a great day.
You bet.
Bye.
John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Okay, now you've got something to give to somebody, right?
Right. Well, what we do is we have a tremendous amount of stuffed animals. And last year, Just for Leathers, whoever they're involved with was doing it for crippled children's or children's hospitals.
Okay.
And but I think they're going out of business. So it's getting towards Christmas, and I've got this big, tremendous amount of stuffed animals that I want to give out
to somebody. Huh? Well, you know what, John? I was thinking after you called earlier. You know, the United Bikers of Northern California puts on this big toy run.
Yeah.
And if you remember that one, and they would probably be a group of people that would be more than happy to come and pick up all those toys to get ready for this toy run.
Yeah, and I'm sure I got toys around here too that.
Well, the stuffed animals, you know, I mean, because kids love those. And I tell you what I'll do. I have your phone number.
Okay.
And what I will do is I will get with the UBNC and give them your phone number. You said I could do that.
Yes, you can, certainly.
And then let them come over and take care of that for you.
Yeah. Okay. Don't the Patriot Guards do any charity work for other veterans or anything?
Well, they do, but it's not organized like, say, the Blue Knights or the Hog Club or the United Bikers. You know, they show up to honor our veterans. They will do all those things, but as far as having, like, you know, poker runs or those types of events, they don't do that.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. Since I was in the military for such a long time, is there quite a few homeless veterans in Reading?
I understand there are. Oh. I don't know the exact number.
When the stand down.
But you know what? Next, on October 23rd, 24th, and 25th, or 24th, 25th, and 26th, I'm sorry, will be that veteran stand down, which is going to be out at the Anderson, River Park. Right. And they're going to be looking for volunteers on the 23rd to put up the, put up tents, but they're going to be, it's a veteran stand-in, it's for homeless veterans or veterans who are having problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be at the Anderson Fairgrounds on the 25th and 26th, 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Okay. Well, could I maybe make a suggestion? I don't want you to get too excited about the political. I don't want you to have a heart attack.
Nothing gets me too excited.
Yeah, well, me too, but, you know, I got to calm down a little bit. Why don't you and your wife run out past my house if you'd like to, and then I could explain more of what I'm going to probably start giving away, and then you could probably see. It might give you a better idea. And you can smoke at my house, and I'll even fix you coffee.
I've got your phone number here. It's a 722. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. We'll give you a call later on after the show, and sometime this week we'll do that.
Yeah, I'm having a big yard sale Saturday and Sunday, so I'll be here all weekend.
Okay.
And because I'd kind of like to meet you, Carl.
Well, thanks a lot, John. I appreciate that.
All right. You guys have a nice weekend.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
You know, I love our listeners. You know what? It's a personal thing with us.
We have people who want to give.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to be on the show. We've got a Monday through Wednesday of this week. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Number one source for